Okay, meeting is opened at 22 hours and 3 minutes. There's no. Okay, I'm chairing the meeting and everyone will help record. We've got four board members present. Right, we've got enough for approval on the minutes. Patrick, do you want... Well, hold on. Patrick, are you there? That's the first thing.
Sorry?
That's okay. You're there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you want to put an approval on the minutes, line 56? All right, you're writing your thing. It's approved. Okay, I'll start my report. I introduce Guy standing to Richard, and Richard will take over negotiations. I've also been heavily engaged in promoting IMI to the crowdfunding in conjunction with PPIS, mainly Smari. Also arranged for Revolution News to contact, Smari actually, for the same purpose there and talking about it. So there'll be a big boost from them, I hope. They've got over 1 million Facebook followers. I also supported the internet party's, the Serbian internet party's selection campaign. I also restarted online activity with pirate groups like the Order of the Pirate Unicorn to get some support for IMI, especially in the next few weeks as their campaign goes on. And also following that, PPIS needs programmers to get their Wasser2Eel voting platform working properly for when they're in government, we hope, and also to offer any other help that we can. I had plans for meetings with Kern and Carla this week on the financial things, but due to the fact I've had a really heavy cold, I just decided to wait until that cold is better, which is sort of partly there. Because I really couldn't think properly. Okay, Shemsuddin, would you like to, do you want to, do you give your report audibly, you know, in voice? Shemsuddin? Okay, I'll read it out for him. They might have problems. He says, I think we need a network infrastructure more ethical without bank account or business like this one where I write to you all the time without Lumio, Gmail, or Failbook. He's given two links showing that... the website was down, the PPI International one, that is, and then it says back up. And he asks if our social networks are used for personal promotion. We can address this question later on. Patrick.
Yes. Last weekend I was on an administrative meeting of the German Pirate Party and I met the guy who's administrator of the German online shop, so we could talk about working together on several things. He already set up an English online shop system, which is ready to start. We decided to look over the website of PPDE online shop to find products we don't have to invest any money on, because If someone's going to order something, he has to pay it, and then it goes directly to the print shop. So we don't buy those products, and that would be t-shirts and bags and hoodies. I will show you later in the meeting on the topic numbers 8. Then the website was down, PP International. So I tried to build up a new server on a new web space of Pirate Party North Rhine-Westphalia. I managed to get a subdomain there to link the old domain to that subdomain. And I already set up a WordPress and some design. But then I talked to Gregory and he asked me to put it back on the old web space because he managed to get it working back again. So now we have the old website back working. And I set up a new server where I can work on a new website. And I managed to make a support selfie for the Internet Party Serbia today. But that's not really part of PPI board things.
But any way we promote the pirate movement or allied movements is part of our job.
Yes. I hope they will gain some votes in the election. The election will be the 24th April, so next Sunday. It's a regional election, so I hope they will get into the city council.
Okay, Richard.
Yeah, well, you have the report up there. I submitted the paper to the ITU, so it's online there, and I established the contact with the person from Vienna. I haven't heard back from him yet, but I'll
those things never tell you quick. Okay, great. Thanks, guys. Sorry, you're still talking?
No, that's it.
All right, okay. You just dropped out at the end. I thought you'd finished. Okay, we move on to proposal number one. This is from me. This is a quick quote from the resolutions of the last GA. And until the end of September 2015, the current GA mandates a newly elected board to write at least one regulation for the Internet Board regulations and consider an additional statute proposal in order to avoid financially disastrous situations, was occurred at the Think Twice 2015 conference. We've been remiss in this, but I propose that we set a rule of procedure that the Treasurer and the Chief Financial Officer can veto any proposed expenditure if it is deemed to be of a nature to make PPI financially insecure. The proposal reads: any decision to do with finance cannot be made in the absence of the Treasurer or their deputy, it's one or the other, should the Treasurer be absent. The Treasurer may veto any finance-related decision they find. I didn't add here what I put in the in the Lumio thing, that if they do veto, they must come up with a can't think of the word, an alternate proposal, because that might just be impossible. So anyway, it is passed. We've unanimously decided to vote for it here, with the absence of absent members, so that is approved. Just to say, I intend to make a proposal to the GA that and also other things like IT, whatever, people, we'll have representatives from people from finance, IT, media, etc., who will have the same powers, although this needs to be formulated, who can not vote on general, they can be sitting on the board and vote only on their specific expertise. So it's just ways that we won't go, have a great idea, think we can do it, and just waste time because it's practically impossible. Patrick, just noticed the next proposal coming up. Is Yelena available?
No, she's on her way. She can't come.
Will she be able to come in the next sort of half hour or so?
I will ask him. One second.
Well, actually, ask her if she's got the stuff we need to be able to get this, because we needed some sort of proof that they're no longer there. So we just wait for that. Alex, hi, you into the channel? You wish to speak?
Hello. No, I just want to listen.
Oh, okay. Do you want to go to the listeners, and then if you want to add something, then just pop in. Okay, well, we're waiting for Patrick. Just a little bit of interesting news. I don't know if you've been watching what's happening in Iceland, but the president who decided he was going to step down, although he didn't officially announce it, but he intimated that he wouldn't be running for the next election, which is in June, for the president, has decided he is going to run, which is obviously an anti-pirate move. So that's going to make the June election also interesting from our point of view. The main line 16 asks best. Ah, yes. Thank you, Bessie. Actually, Richard and Shamsuddin, it's being written in. Just add that you're participating in line 16. Okay, that's done. Actually, while waiting, I'll put in those who are not here. Hello, Velkata. Can you please go to the listeners? Right. We could move on to point number seven, but we also need Patrick to give his input on that.
Yes, I think she isn't online at the moment, so we have to wait, maybe, or we postpone it to the next meeting.
Yeah, we'll postpone it again, unless she turns up in the meantime.
Yes, I will talk to her.
Okay, we move on to discussion number seven. Right, this mainly concerns Patrick. But it's the future of the website. We lost the website for a few days. Shamsuddin noticed, and I put a forwarded his email to the board, but nobody seemed to notice. So we need a better way to, if somebody sees something wrong with the website, they can just report it to the appropriate person straight away. I'm not sure who that seems to be. Gregory. My problem is Gregory doesn't answer my emails. So, well, and this will be probably fixed once we've got a new website, because Patrick will have access. But Patrick, do you have access to the old website now?
Yes, but I'm not I have no root access. because I'm not a really Linux administrator. I reached Gregory, and he had contact to Rick Olsen from the Swedish Pirates, because the website lies on a Swedish server. And he managed to get him reboot the server and put in the main password, whatever, and then it worked. So right. It's mainly the contact has Gregory. I already asked him to give it to me, to tell me who the guy is or how I can reach him, but he didn't answer on that. So yeah, the main contact is Gregory there. There is kind of in the password database, there is some login data, but I didn't manage to get access.
No, I want access to that database as well, but it's been denied, which is frustrating to say the least.
Yes, yes. So the thing was, when I changed the website to my new WordPress instance and put in a counter, like the site is under construction, Gregory wrote to me like, what are you doing? Change it back. And then he tried to reach the Swedish guy, and then it worked really, really fast. So maybe we are going to ask Gregory to be a little bit more aware of that, if there are problems, that he reacts a little faster. But I guess it was also the problem because he was busy by driving. I think he was moving his place. He wasn't at home. So yeah, maybe next time we'll get a bit better. It gets a little bit faster.
Thomas has said that he's busy at the moment. This Gregory is busy with local stuff, which is quite feasible considering it's election time in Germany. Initial meetings and stuff. He's also moving house, I presume that is, which is understandable. We just need alternative way. I mean, if we could get the guy in Sweden directly on the line, but the sort of having to work out who it is, get hold of that person, he gets hold of the other person, and it's, you know, it's just not the way things should be run. It's not efficient.
Yes.
So anyway, when we've got a new website, which is under a server be in Germany, I presume, then we can have, yes. You know, people are much easier to contact, I hope. So I'll just make a note. Thomas, you'd like to speak. Thomas?
Sorry, my mistake. Looking at these proposals, I've known the proposal of had been mentioned last time, then though I'm a member of the Court of Arbitration. Taking that back, me being just coordinator part of Germany, considering the outcome of the maybe vote, that would be the retreat from last refuge being Jelena in Serbia. And I believe it might be otherwise the nucleus to set up a new basis part of Serbia otherwise. Being part of Germany would suggest not only postponing it, but asking Jelena if there is another way to set up part of Serbia besides getting rid of membership.
Okay, I'll just note that. Would you like to note that in the...
Jelena reacted quite now. She can't come to the meeting right now because she's on her way and she has no mobile mumble. So I will give her the question of you, Thomas, and she will maybe answer it next meeting.
Thank you.
But I can answer you on that, that she has no time to rescue Pirate Party Serbia in any way.
Noticed. Well, give her my best regards, and I believe we'll talk to each other.
Okay, I will see her.
It could be something like a constitutional problem that the constitution itself is makes it difficult or something like that. But anyway, Yelena would be able to address that. That's fine. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, Patrick, getting back to the website, how long do you reckon it will be before we have that up and running, at least in a basic form?
Yeah, that depends on how many people will help me to get the content working.
Well, if you need articles?
I need the articles, I need, maybe we're going to talk about a new structure or changing a little bit the whole structure of the website, of the old website. And yeah, then we maybe need some more content. Maybe we take up some things from the wiki, some history, whatever, some article about Pirate Parties International, what's happened in the last years, maybe one site about 10 years of Pirate Parties. So basic web design would be ready till, I think, 1st of May or something like that.
Oh,
so 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I will say.
Okay, that's fine. The articles, I mean, what we can do is we just have it a sort of simple site with a couple of articles and then a link to the old site. That's workable, isn't it?
Yes. Maybe we set up a meeting outside from the board meeting to build a kind of working group, which is going to develop something.
Okay. We can do it in conjunction with Pirate Times as well. Ask them to give us some help if that's possible. The next meeting there should be the 22nd, which is in a few days. Or was that, that was a Friday. We changed it to Thursday, didn't we, if I remember right?
Yes, it's on Thursday, 8 o'clock German time.
Yep. Okay, we can ask then if we can, rely on some, get some writers from there. There's some new ones coming. Okay, we can move on to number 8, the online shop, which is Patrick's thing.
Wait a second. Berlin time, I have to add that. Okay, yes, online shop. So I already put in some links for T-shirts we can put in the new shop without investing money or something like that. I will show you some easy designs. You see that design, we can take that too with pirates, like change it to the English language. And then I've uploaded some graphics to my cloud. Wait a second, I need to search the link. I don't know if you can see that. Can you open it, Andrew, in line 127?
No, it gives me a broken. I think what I have to do is just open it in a new. Sorry, it's being blocked by the pad software, I think. So I'm opening it in a new.
Okay, try again.
I get own cloud.
Yes.
I haven't got a login.
And also, if you take the new link. I put in a new link.
Okay. Ah, yes, that works. That's fine. Oh, that's cool. I like that.
So there's another one. With a big logo on the back.
Yep. Just sort of wondering, would they be able to, you know, can they do like custom designs, or does it have to be sort of like they would print off just lots of the same thing?
I will send Gordon the vectorial graphics, and then we decide which design we want.
Because I was just thinking, there's some really good, the Pirate Party of Brazil's got a really good cartoonist, and there's also that cartoon from Min, which is really good.
For that, I need the vector graphics like SVG or PDF or whatever. Just send it to me via email. I will make some short designs of it.
Yeah. First, I have to. Well, I know Min has given permission. I'm not sure about the Henrique's friend there. But they're really also sort of quite amusing, and they might have appeal. But we can talk about that later. But it's just that it's possible. That's all I need to know.
Yes, and you see the three T-shirts. So that's the man T-shirt in orange, purple, black, and white. So if it's black or purple, we need to whiten the logo. And if it's orange or white, we can take the logo as it is. Then there's a woman with a round neck and a woman with a V neckline. And I have some others. Wait a second, the hoodies. So, the hoodies.
Just for information, yes. I believe the auditor, a lay auditor, gave some comments on the mumble chat, just for information.
Got it.
I also talked about the T-shirts with Gordon, who Bastian has, and he's going to contact you, Bastian, and to catch them up. We put them in the shop as well. Sure. Thanks, Thomas, to remind me on that. I already knew that. I forgot it because the funny thing was on this weekend, both Bastian and Gordon were there, but the lucky thing is. Bastian is not so far from Gordon, so it's about half an hour ride or something. So I think Gordon will catch you up. Now I have to search the hoodie. I'm not really sure. But I think it's this thing. I think it's this one, I'm not really sure. Doesn't matter. So it's a normal hoodie we can have. And there are bags as well. So all the bags there are in the shop can be ordered as well in the following colors. So there's about five different bags. We can place our logo on it with the color black and orange. And the Baumwolltasche, that's a bag, the orange bag, can be placed the logo, and there are four different colors. I think it's nature, black, purple, and orange. And the pirate sack comes also in the same colors. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, now comes the fact that we haven't got a bank account. So would the pirate shop be able to hold the money for us, or how do we intend to do that?
We need to make a contract with Gordon about how it's going on, how much money he gets by doing all the stuff, and how much money we get for the rest. And we need to have a lawyer, which is kind of a little bit more into Belgian laws. Because we are based in Belgium, in Brussels, so we need to set it up in English and, yeah, to have it signed by both parties, by Gordon and by us somehow. We can do that till May, because I'm in Berlin approximately the 2nd to 4th May. So maybe I will check that and need check to set up a contract and to meet Gordon then in Berlin and to figure out what we need.
Well, just for clarification, me being late ordered to part of Germany, I'm sorry for that. Well, the signee might be Gordon Thomas, but that would be on behalf of the so-called P-Shop, which is part of the commercial part of Pirate Party of Germany.
Yes, sure. I have to talk to the General Secretary of the German board, because they are responsible for all the stuff. So that's nothing to worry about, but we need to have talks about that.
Well, just for clarification, on behalf of financial issues, the final responsibility for signatures lays with the treasurer.
Yes. I know, Thomas. I'm part of a board. But thank you very much. Yes, I will contact all of them, set up contract, present it to the PPI board, and then we can discuss it together. But that takes a lot of time, so I will try to get that fixed in the next coming 2 weeks. Then I will be in Berlin in the beginning of May. I am in Berlin when we have the next board meeting. That's the 3rd of May. That's perfect. Then I can take Gordon with Mumble to the meeting and we can discuss that. And sure, also the treasurer and someone else from the board, the German board. So are there any questions? That's a part of this. There's something going on in the background. I do search for other motifs for the t-shirts and the sacks and whatever. So not only Andrew, but everybody else. If you know something which fits perfectly to PPI from Motif, then send it to me. Would be great to send me the vectorial graphics, because I can't use bitmaps on that. It needs to be really, really clear, nice graphics. And as you all know, there were talks with Sven from the Pirate Party Luxembourg, but that's something for the more later time. So if we need, if we want to sell other products where we have to invest some money, Sven said he will may help us with some money. And I don't know how's the actual thing with the bank account. I will talk to Kuhn. Maybe we have some money there too.
Okay, we've got to keep in mind.
But that's just for the future.
We've got to keep in mind that we've got debts to pay as well. So we've got to. So if we do come across the money, we owe. There's an invoice floating around somewhere. Kuhn knows about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we owe Pirate Party of Norway some money. Right. So are there any other questions on that? Anybody?
Yes, I raised my hand.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I didn't. I thought there was a yay. Sorry, Bastian, please go ahead.
Okay, it's definitely a situation that the contract has to be based on German law, not on a Belgian law, because the shop is the originator, and so it's mandatory to make a contract on based on German law. It's totally bullshit that we have to do it on Belgian law. So I keep in mind, and another thing, keep in mind that I'm very, very upset that we have to pay a lot of money to the shop. You should clarify that very well. That's okay, that we have to collect and we have to pay a lot of money to the shop. We have to invest some money for the future, that the shop can produce some things for us, of course. But I heard a lot of figures about 5,000 euros or 2,000 euros. That's a lot of money. We do not have that money. And let me
speak to rumors.
And let me speak to an end, okay? Thank you. So I heard a lot of figures about that. So if we have the same situation as you know about that Think Twice Conference 2, a lot of things we heard about that meeting and so on, and now we have a lot of depths about that that meeting, and I would not accept that as a lay auditor that we have to spend a lot of money to the shop. So please decide that very carefully. That's my point of view, and the base law is the German law. Thank you.
Okay, I will directly answer on this. To be clear, with that sort of products I mentioned before, the t-shirts, the hoodie, and the bags, we don't need to invest any money. Because the customer is going to order this and pays it to the shop, and then it's getting shipped, and then we get a small part amount of money from every product. We don't have to invest in before, but it's invested by the German pirate shop, gets a part of the money because he's selling the products and he's doing all the stuff like shipping and everything. So it's the servers of the German pirate party shop. And we may have some money from it. So the rest isn't real. The rest were rumors. I only talked about some money we can or we may invest in the future to buy some products to sell them in this shop. But then that are ours, our products, and he only puts in some time to get to the shipping.
Just a question for clarification. So the products are produced on time if, so ordered. Is that correct?
Yes.
I see. Thank you.
Actually, sorry, Thomas, what did you ask? I've just forgotten it. I was writing at the same time.
I was just asking if the products are produced on demand, so to say.
Ah, okay. Great, thanks.
That's it. Are there any more questions?
No, I've just got a thing. We'd have to discuss the contract
so
at
again,
the board
please,
level. Wouldn't
if you have some... Yes. Yes, and together with the German board, because it's also their decision.
Yeah. No, and as far as I understand, the reference to the Belgian law is that being based in Germany, we have to just make sure that we don't do anything that is... A contrary to Belgian law. It's more of a so it's not under Belgian law, but it must
yes.
be in accordance with Belgian law.
I'm not a lawyer. Maybe write what Bastian says. I just will do that with some professional guys. That's all.
Okay, great. Is there any other business? Shemsuddin asked a question earlier. Let me just go back to that. But is there anything else? Okay, Shemsuddin asked, are our social networks used for personal promotion? Do you want to address that, please, Shemsuddin, as I don't quite understand it? Okay, Shemsuddin doesn't seem to be able to talk or text at the moment, so basically yes is the answer to that, but it's not ours, it's basically personal promotion. People like Birgitta and other leaders will do that no problems at all, because it's necessary at election times to put personalities foremost in people's minds. Don't know if anybody else has anything to add to that.
Yes, we need to get known better. So the people who are working as pirates need to get in public. I think it's not a personal thing, but more a kind of VIP thing, like which persons are most important, like Rick Falkwinger, like Birgitta, like, I don't know. So... And also members of the PPI board, members of national boards, or mostly known pirates like Amelia or Julia Reda. They have to be sponsored by our social media accounts, and I think that's really important.
Yeah.
We need faces.
Yep, just sort of brings up another point, actually, that we need in the next board, as far as I'm concerned, and hopefully it's Birgitta, although the current situation makes that highly unlikely, but we'll see. Someone who acts as a spokesperson, you know, someone who is the go-to person for press and things like that. And it ain't me, I'll tell you that. I haven't got that sort of personality. But it's sort of something to think about, you know, sort of that person, you know, doesn't have to be, we could appoint someone who's not actually elected, but ask the GA to sort of create the position as a, you know, a go-to person and make the board structure a bit more flat. It'd be nice. So, any other points? Okay, I'll close the meeting at 49 minutes past the hour. And stop recording, which I forgot to do last time. I had to cut the end off.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. See you next time.
Thanks. Bye, Richard.
Bye-bye.